share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Global hospitality company, Airbnb, has urged the Penang state government to reconsider its proposed regulation of homestay activities in the state starting in January of next year. As reported by Bernama, Airbnb said that the draft proposal for short-term rental accommodation, STRA, will affect the recovery of the tourism industry as well as Penang's economy. Airbnb public policy head for Southeast Asia, India, Hong Kong and Taiwan, Mish Goh, said that the draft proposal would make it difficult for Malaysians to generate income based on the public dialogue that the platform held with its host community members in the state. Goh asserted, during a public dialogue with the Penang Housing and Local Government Committee Chairman Jagdeep Singh Deo last July 28, Airbnb and its host community members discussed and gave feedback on the proposals by Local Residences Council and the Joint Management Body, JMB, regarding STRA activities. We, Airbnb, voiced our concern about Jagdeep's proposal for local JMBs to implement a strict limit on STRA activities up to 3 nights a week and 180 nights a year and prevent STRA in commercial strata buildings unless 75% of the owners are present at a general meeting to vote to allow STRA. Goh further claimed that the proposal will make it difficult for domestic and international travelers to explore the region, which will indirectly affect Penang's ability to remain competitive as a tourist destination. Airbnb thus urged Jagdeep to allow STRA activities to continue in commercial strata buildings and leave the JMB and property owners to introduce relevant laws for STRA activities in buildings, including renting their homes out for short-term Airbnb stays. Goh stressed that STRA can and should be regulated in a fair and balanced manner for the benefit of all stakeholders. As reported by NST, the Penang state government will introduce operating guidelines for private homestays in the stratified property scheme and above ground housing scheme, which is expected to come into effect in early January next year. The guidelines were drawn up together with local authorities and related agencies in December last year and are now more than 90% complete. What do you guys think of the whole situation? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read, Majin shares how homestay cancelled booking because they just rent to Chinese and Malay. Source. Investor.id. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.